Hey, it's Jamie Moore here, and you're very welcome to League of Ireland Live. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or SoundCloud or the Anchor app, thank you very much for joining me. Now, on this episode, we're going to bring you the full first Stephen Kenny press conference as the Ireland senior manager. He's just spoken to about 25 different journalists from radio stations and online broadcasters, and also from the newspapers from his home via video conference. And thanks to the FAI for putting that on. And really interesting stuff, and everybody got to ask some questions. So I'm going to basically bring you between each of his answers, outline what the questions were, and you'll hear from the new Ireland manager on his answers. Of course, his first job was the Pats under-21s back in 1997 before he moved to Longford Town in 98, Bohemians in 2001, Derry City 2004, Dunfermline, of course, in Scotland 2006, then back to Derry in 08, a short spell as the Shamrock Rovers manager in 2012 before leading Dundalk between 2012 and 2018. He then became the Ireland under-21 manager, and of course last week it was confirmed that his contract to be the Ireland senior manager is being honoured by the FAI, and he took control with immediate effect around this time last week. So this press conference was about 30 minutes long, so lots of good stuff from Stephen Kenny, and he began by giving his overall reaction to the news that, of course, he is the new Ireland senior manager with immediate effect, and also the fact that he's going to have 9 games in around September, October, November time, if, of course, the coronavirus allows.
Yeah, I hadn't realised a week, but certainly there is definitely more important things in the world now. You know, I think that's without doubt. But I think, is it the right thing to do interviews and press conferences at this time? There's a moral dilemma there. And whether it's right or wrong, but I do think that, you know, people sometimes need to, you know, something to look forward to as well. Everyone in lockdown, you know, needs something to look forward to, and the games in the autumn, the 9 games, you know, obviously the European Championship playoffs and the six Nations League games, and there's obviously a friendly and possible friendly, and then the World Cup qualifiers in March. So there's a lot to look forward to from a football perspective, from an international perspective. And so I do think that that's how I view it. So, you know, it's just been a matter of initially formulating the background team, and obviously we've named Keith Andrews, Damien Duff and Alan Kelly, and We'll establish the rest of the backroom team over the next week or two.
Now, the new Ireland manager has been asked about planning without definite dates. Of course, there are due to be friendly games, Nations League games, and of course that Euro 2021 playoff semi-final against Slovakia, and then possibly a playoff final, all to take place in the final months of this year. He's looking forward to that, but does admit it is a little bit uncertain.
I really have no idea. You know, I'd be only estimating. I think I've no idea, but listen, whatever the circumstances, we'll make sure the team is absolutely ready. You know, I've no qualms. They're saying we might have 3 games in windows rather than 2, which is unprecedented. I've no problem with that. I've dealt with that before, and you just manage it accordingly, your recovery and your rest and how you peak. And I think these are all things that that you learn, and you know, so When it happens, I'm not sure. When the playoffs happens, there, if it's the first game, we'll make sure the team are ready. Indications are it's due to be possibly October, the final in November. And if that's the case, brilliant. You know, we'll have a few games to formulate our ideas and you know, and get ready for that game.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning the clubs that Stephen Kenny has managed, most notably Shamrock Rovers, which didn't go too well for him, and of course Dundalk, when he did brilliant things, winning league titles, FAI Cups, League Cups, also leading the team to the Europa League group stages in 2016. And he's been asked how much of a step up it is from his club career and also being the under-21 manager to now being the Ireland senior boss.
Well, I think it's international football is the pinnacle. You know, it's a world game. And, you know, I think we're unified by this game. And I think it captures the imagination in every corner of the globe. And I think it's quite the profile is huge, the standard is high. But, you know, I think I've obviously been in Champions League qualifiers for a few seasons now and been in Europa League and in the group stages. So that's quite a good standard also. And I think when international football is the pinnacle, the under 21 international matches were in hindsight, they were a great experience for me. How to manage the camps, the 10-day camps, and, you know, with great games. We were fourth seeds this year in the under-21s, behind Sweden, Iceland. We're behind Iceland, Sweden, and Italy. So we lead the group at the moment, albeit Italy have a game in hand. And, you know, the Toulon tournament was exceptional experience for all the young Irish players, and good experience for me also. In relation to preparing the tournaments and getting to the semi-final of that and playing Mexico twice, you know, the Mexican Olympic team twice, and Brazil, and playing some of the matches that we played were China, you know, great games and good experience.
Now, of course, Robbie Keane still has 2 years left on his contract with the FAI, and Stephen Kenny was asked about Robbie Keane's role and also what's been written and said about the speculation that Robbie Keane will not be on Stephen Kenny's coaching staff, and he's been speaking about that.
To be honest, I have the height respect for Robbie Keane. You know, what he's achieved in his career has been incredible. I think anytime, we don't know each other that well, anytime we've had conversations, we've gone on fine, you know, gone on very well. But it's just that I want, you know, as a manager, you must have the right to pick your own background team. And I think it's important sometimes in the roles that there's not blurred lines in the roles, and, you know, clearly defined roles are important. And I think that's what I learned from experience. I've learned that from my own personal experiences. And I think, you know, Keith Andrews has been my assistant for the last nearly year and a half with the under-21s, and we've developed a strong relationship and, you know, a good rapport. And a way of working together. And I think Damien Duff has come in, and I've obviously watched Damien's coaching career, but at Celtic he's played a pivotal role this year in the potential treble for them in terms of the role that he's played. And he's quite a creative, inventive training ground coach with great preparation and attention to detail and high work ethic. So I think he's you know, Damien comes on board. So it's really, that's about selecting my own team who I feel will complement each other.
So what sort of selection headache will Stephen Kenny face as the senior boss in terms of picking players and also possibly bringing up some of his under 21 stars?
You know, I hope I have headaches. I hope, because that will sort of mean that pre-season has gone well for a lot of the players, and that they enter the new season in the first team at their clubs. You know, maybe some players would benefit maybe from loan experience. That can happen. And I think we have a number of talented players coming through, albeit they're quite young. It depends on how they go with their clubs, you know, how they progress. But I do believe in the new generation, the young generation of Irish players coming through. I think there is a good group coming through. We're not relying on one or two individuals coming through. And I think, but I also think we've got a lot of quality within our senior squad also at the moment. And I think our back four have been very consistent. And I think, you know, I do think that, you know, I think the addition to John Egan into the back four changes the dynamic of the back four. Rather than have two traditional number fives, I think that sort of, that changes everything, really, how you play. And I think, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that gives it a great dimension with Raiden fullbacks. And the composition of the back four, I think it's you know, that gives you a great platform, you know, to go and build the rest and I think we have a lot of talented players. Some players, it's difficult to know why, for example, someone like Robbie Brady 3 years ago was probably our most creative player, and now at times hasn't got into the 22. So, you know, how has that happened? And, you know, so I think my job is to try and unlock the potential of the whole team and find the best way of doing that. And that's what I see my job, you know, and I'm really, really excited by it and hugely honoured, actually, to be given the opportunity to do that. It is really the ultimate honour that you could have. And I must admit, it's a huge privilege.
Now, of course, we found out very suddenly that Stephen Kenny was taking over from Mick McCarthy a couple of months earlier. Mick McCarthy was stepping aside because of the coronavirus, and the Ireland boss has been outlining the process of exactly what happened and how things played out last weekend.
There wasn't any certainty, really. It was just when the game was moved last week. You know, obviously the playoffs were to be in March, and then all of a sudden they were to be in June, and just a decision from UEFA to postpone the games meant the games, there was no definitive date for the games then, you know, and I think that gave a clearer picture than, you know, the FAI, Gary Owens, chief executive, and all of the FAI, all the people behind the scenes have been extremely professional in how they've dealt with everything, I think, and they've been, they make very concrete decisions.
So what sort of challenge will Stephen Kenny face in picking a squad and preparing his team for games as such, given at the moment everybody's working from home and there's no football on? But he did clarify he's been watching lots of games and has been watching games even before the virus, when he was able to watch games in the UK, games on TV and videos and stuff. So he has been doing his best to keep up to date with how the Ireland players have been getting on.
Yes, it is. It is, you know, obviously going to be watching. You know, I was attending a good lot of championship games recently. I went to watch, after watching a lot of the under-21, under-23 games. And like, when I was in Toulon last year with the under-21 team, none of the six midfielders, for example, actually none of the team were in first teams. And by Christmas there, everyone was in the first team. The whole team had played in someone's first team. So it was most unusual. So I got to see a lot of games, but I all of a sudden stopped going from under 23 games to the 14 games. But then I did focus on the senior international players recently, and I've gone to see most of them in the championship. A lot of the players are playing in the championship. Obviously, I didn't need to be checking on certain players who are on, you know, but the players who, a lot of the players are in the championship that have been on the periphery of the squad or knocking on the door, I think it was very important that I seen them myself. And so I've managed to get to quite a few games just before the break. I think it is, answer your question about going forward, it is very uncertain. But I'm just preparing for September in my own head. And you have to sort of look at it like that. And if the decision is made to postpone it again, you adapt. And that's what you have to do. You know, I think at the moment I'm just preparing for that. And we'll prepare to get ready for the games in September.
Now, the style of play is something that we're all very excited about, and we do hope that Stephen Kenny's Ireland senior team will play like his Dundalk team and play like particularly his Irish 21s with exciting attacking passing football. And he's been outlining the challenge he faces in trying to get the Ireland senior team to do the same.
Yeah, well, I do think that the thing about Slovakia is all indications it's not going to be the first game, you know. All indications, if it is, no problem. We'll just prepare it accordingly. And you know, and that dilemma is, would you pick to set, you know, I'll ask the question back to my, I'm interviewing myself here, I'm saying, the, you know, if it was the first game, would I pick the same squad than if I had five games to prepare for the sixth game? Would I pick a slightly different squad? And these are things that you have to analyse. And I think a lot of the answers to that will come from, as well as, you know, the way tactically how we'll approach the game, I think it'll be club form as well. Players playing in teams and players getting into their starting 11s and performing, and hopefully that can influence the selection.
Trying to get Seamus Coleman, the Ireland captain, and Matt Doherty, who's been doing brilliant stuff at Wolves for a number of years, into the same team is something that Mick McCarthy couldn't do too often, and before him Martin O'Neill as well. So what dilemma will Stephen Kenny face in trying to get both of those into the team? For example, Matt playing at Wolves in a 3-5-2 formation as a wing-back, Seamus Coleman at Everton as a right-back. So is it possible that Stephen may look at a different shape to try and get both of those players into the team?
Yeah, like, it's, you know, I think one of our, as a nation, and this, you know, just going back a number of years even, you know, I think Matt Doherty, for example, is 28. And John Egan is 27. And they both actually only have, Matt Doherty only has two competitive starts for Ireland. And John Egan only has 2.5. Yeah, because he came off at half time in Denmark. And, you know, I think it's hard to fathom that, because 3 years ago, John Egan went for $4 million to Sheffield United from Brentford. And in my eyes, he was probably ready then to play an Air Force team. And I think Matt Doherty, the fact that it's not been a Matt Doherty, Seamus Coleman battle, because Matt Doherty can play left back, right back, and has played in advanced positions as well. And, you know, other players have played in them positions over the years ahead of Matt. Now, I look at Sheffield United and Wolves in the top six of the Premier League, and, you know, they're one of Sheffield United and Wolves' best players, and I think amongst our best players. So I think it's they're two teams I do admire, Sheffield United and Wolves, because all of their players always, you know, are not afraid to express themselves in really any area of the park, and I think they have good values as a team. Both those teams have good values, and I think they have swift. You know, all of their players are comfortable in possession and always want the ball. And when they haven't got it, there's a cohesive effort to work hard to get it back. They're not carrying anyone, and I think that's why I admire both of those teams and for that reason, even though fundamentally they both play with three at the back, and I never rule anything out but generally don't, but I do think that's interesting.
Yeah, hopefully Matt and Seamus can both be in that team. Now I'm bringing you this press conference in order of how it was asked, so we're going to jump back to Robbie Keane again, and Stephen's been asked just about, you know, did he have a conversation with Robbie, and was Robbie disappointed about not being on the senior coaching staff?
Now, it all happened pretty quickly last weekend, as you can imagine, only late on Friday, really Friday. And I would have preferred to have a conversation with him, but the circumstances weren't right to do that. So that was the situation. But listen, he's had a great, you know, an incredible playing career. He's an assistant manager at Middlesbrough. It's a great club. And I think, I'm sure he has a good future in coaching, you know, for sure, you know, as a assistant manager and eventually as a manager.
Here's a good question for Stephen Kenny. What would success as the Ireland senior manager look like for him?
I'm not really looking at it from an individual perspective like that. I think I'd like to take, like, for example, if you want me to be honest, what I'm looking at is I'm looking and saying, if we got to the Euros, that would mean we would have 13 competitive games and at least possibly three or four friendlies between September and June, which would be about 16 to 17 games, which has never happened in three competitions, World Cup qualifiers, Nations League and European Championships. In my own head, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we could possibly have that, and what an opportunity to try and, you know, presented with an opportunity as manager of Ireland to try and make that happen. And we'll do it, you know, and I want to be a part of that. And I would love everyone to be a part of that. And that's what I'm thinking in my head.
Now, again, style of play versus results. And Stephen Kenny quite passionate here about exactly how he wants his Ireland team to play and how he wants the people watching the team, particularly young players, to feel about how their senior heroes are playing football.
I've only got one chance. It's a short life, and I've only got one opportunity here, and I will ensure that I have conviction in the way we set the team up. We can promise the Amir ambition will be to dominate possession in a lot of the games. We can promise we'll always achieve that, but I want people to come to the Aviva Stadium and look forward to going and watching this team. And ideally, I would want every schoolboy team looking at the senior international team and thinking, that's how we want to play. And that's what I would want.
Now, we know Keith Andrews and Damien Duff are on the coaching staff, along with Alan Kelly as goalkeeping coach. So what will Damien Duff, of course, Shamrock Rovers 15s manager and Celtic first team coach, bring to the party? And also Keith Andrews, who was Stephen Kenny's assistant with the 21s, he'll now work as well as part of the senior management team.
Damien done his pro licence this year. Well, he started at the bottom going in under-15s with Shamrock Rovers and then the under-15 international team as well. So he worked very, very hard for a long time. And he obviously did his pro licence this year with the FEI. And Niall O'Regan, the coach, the head of coach education, asked me to come in at times and observe, be an observer. And Damien was selected by the group to go to Switzerland, when the group went to Switzerland to put on a session for all the other people who were doing pro licenses in Europe, with all of the other pro license groups in different countries. And he was the one selected from the Irish group to go and put on that session for everyone. And, you know, it was terrific. He was brilliant. And so he's a modern. The thing about Keith and Damien, very obviously with technology changing so rapidly, so the job is as well. It's becoming, you know, they're two modern thinking coaches who are, you know, both worked in club football and in the international setup. So Damien has had a really good that year in Celtic will be of huge benefit to him, because they've had you know, good results in Europe this year, and he's had to adapt tactically to all of those games. So I feel he'll be a very, very good addition.
So 20 years ago on a local radio station in Longford, when Stephen Kenny was the Longford manager, he said he wanted to once manage Ireland. He has now achieved that dream. But does he hope that his contract will continue after the 2022 World Cup?
Yeah, yes, that is correct. But honestly, I feel I have to earn it. You know, I think, you know, I've been appointed manager for the 2 year period. And I think how the team performs between now and then will determine whether that is extended. You know, this is not a stepping stone or platform for me to go elsewhere. This is it for me. This is the ultimate job. This is the Irish international job is the ultimate honor. And I think that's the way I view it. And for me to have any future, have a longer contract, means that I really have to earn it with the level of performance of the team and how we play.
So Stephen Kenny's under-21s currently top of their qualification group and been playing some brilliant football, scoring some excellent goals as well. But how many of those players are likely to be in his first senior squad?
It's possible. You know, I think what will determine that as I just said earlier, is how players go in pre-season and how they go in their pre-season games, and then if they can get into first teams, it gives me, you know, it gives an opportunity for them to, you know, if they're in the Premier League or the Championship, for example, those players who've been, one or two who have been already capped, in fact, by Mick McCarthy and players that are on the fringes, I think it's, you know, they can put themselves in contention by getting into the first teams at their club.
Now, Stephen has also spoken about the excitement that he hopes his football team, the Ireland senior team, will bring to the country of Ireland.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. It didn't. But, you know, that will come in time, you know, hopefully. And I think I've got to, you know, we've got to get working on the training ground and working with the team. And hopefully we can, you know, the majority of the Irish public, sporting public, you know, love football, and they want to see an exciting team, you know, and they want the team to do well. And I hope that they can really connect with the team over the next year. And I've got to make sure the team plays well first and foremost, and the rest hopefully would follow.
Now, with those 9 games scheduled between September, October and November time, World Cup qualifiers, Euro playoffs and also Nations League games. I shouldn't say World Cup qualifiers, of course, because they're not going to be until next year. So I should say Nations League games, friendly matches and also the Euro 2021 playoffs. So it could also almost be like a club environment, or certainly, you know, a European doubleheader environment where he's got 2 or 3 games in the space of 10 or 12 days. He said that's something that he will just cross that bridge when he comes to it.
Yeah, and you have to adapt tactically also. I think, you know, as we found with the international camps, that you just really have to be specific on the work you do because of the days. And you always have to set up, you know, it helps on occasion to set up the second 11 in the shape that the opposition play in, because there's such contrast and styles, and, you know, some teams press high, a lot of teams sit deeper, tactically completely different. Some teams play with left and right side in an unconventional way, you know, a different shape on the left or the right, you know. I think France has World Cup winners, for example, with Mbappe high on the right and Matuidi as a left-sided player tucked right in there, for example. That's just one example, but you know, obviously there's much more it's more sophisticated examples, but that's one obvious example. But yeah, so tactically you have to adapt, and sometimes the opportunity to do that in the training ground, you have to be very specific, and the players then are very aware of what's expected, and there can be an element of trial and error. You see what works and doesn't work on the training ground, and you know, it gives an opportunity for everyone to examine all aspects of how you're training and how you're playing. And I think that's the way I view it.
So, of course, over the years, not every Ireland squad member has been playing regularly for their club. And he's been speaking about how he'll pick his squad and his team, and says that, you know, public opinion and certainly the media will not be making influences on what players he picks in his squads.
Well, I think it's important that you don't let other people dictate your team as well. And sometimes they do, by putting, just because somebody gets an opportunity and another player doesn't, does that mean he's rated above the player who didn't get an opportunity? So it is a dilemma. And I think, and that's why I've always thought I don't want to manage the Irish team based on a mathematical table based on who's got the number of appearances for a certain club, and then therefore they should be in the team rather than someone who has less appearance for a different club. So I don't want to manage like that. I want to have a clear vision of what I want and what players fit into what I want. At the same time, you do need to play games, because if you don't, you lose your match fitness and you fall behind. And it is a fact that the under-23 league, for example, is a big jump between that and the first team. The jump is far too big, and sometimes that's it. But I do think that, I'm not saying that everyone has to play every week all the time. In an ideal world, that would happen. But I don't want to manage based on the law of marginal returns, if you like that. You actually have to, which there is no law. I just invented that law, by the way, just so you know that. It's based on a league table. For example, as I spoke about, some players might have played an amount of games and therefore they have the divine right to play over someone who's played less.
So has Stephen Kenny, the new Ireland manager, spoken to the players just yet?
No, I haven't. I've just spoken to one player, and that's Seamus Coleman, the captain. Because one thing I try to do is treat everyone equally, and it's important. And I don't want to be ringing some players and not others. And I think that will all come in due time, you know. I spoke to Seamus as captain, and Seamus, alert the players that have been in touch, and we'll be in touch in due course.
And finally, for the press conference, the League of Ireland, and of course people like Darragh Horgan and Andy Boyle in Stephen Kenny's Dundalk teams were involved in Ireland squads, moved to the UK, Sean Maguire from Cork City the same, we've had Jack Byrne recently, and Graham Burke, of course, as well, League of Ireland players playing the Championship and stuff also, but Jack Byrne playing here in Ireland. So how many opportunities might there be for League of Ireland players to be in Stephen Kenny's Ireland senior squad?
I think it helps when, you know, it's not an absolute criteria, but it does help when, you know, there's progress in Europe and the players are playing in either the Europa League or the Champions League qualifiers. And hopefully teams can progress this year again in that regard. And it does help. And I think that helped Darragh Horgan, for example, in the past, and Andy Boyle progress because of that period with Dundalk in 2016. But I don't discriminate against anyone, no matter where they're playing. And certainly we've seen it. A really high standard of a game between Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers recently in Tallaght. So I think everyone would be judged on their own individual merits, and you want players playing at the highest level, the highest possible level. But at the same time, there are players who can emerge, and you can't dismiss that.
So that is Stephen Kenny's first full press conference as the Ireland senior manager, speaking via video conference and audio conference via the FAI. So thanks very much to the FAI for that, and for Stephen Kenny for his time on League of Ireland Live. As I say, those questions coming from a number of radio, online and newspaper journalists, and I thought it was easier just to mix them all into kind of one half an hour, maybe 40-minute audio podcast. So hope you've enjoyed it, and we will speak to you soon. And the best of luck as well to Stephen Kenny as the Ireland senior manager. And as well, if you want to follow the podcast, you can listen on Spotify, on SoundCloud, and also on Apple Podcasts. You can hear back chats with the likes of Kieran Sadler, Jamie McGrath, Sean Boyd, and more on those platforms. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at JamieMoreSport, and on Instagram, it's at Jamie_More1. Thanks, folks, and stay safe. See you soon. Bye-bye.